Thank you, Dr. Hazleton, and good morning, brethren. Good to see you all on this beautiful spring-like day. I saw Robin today, so hope spring's eternal. Soon it won't be long till spring will be rolling here, and we'll be enjoying the nice warm weather continually. What should be a Christian's code of conduct? Am I on, by the way? Okay, thank you. In the days of our pioneer parents, as they blazed trails through the western wilderness, they followed a certain code of conduct when dealing with family, friends, strangers, and even enemies. That code was called the Code of the West. Generally, it meant things like, your word was your bond, and you kept your word of honor, and every deal was sealed by handshake. Of course, everyone understood that the same hand that sealed the deal could also shoot straight and fast and accurately if it felt the other person lied, cheated, stealed, and murdered to break and broke the word. As you realize, in the early days of the West, most of the men were young soldiers who served during the Civil War and had learned military discipline and the military code of conduct. If anybody's served in the military, you learned that code of conduct is one of the very first things in basic training. So they understood the benefits of the Code of the West and most abided by this. If they didn't, they soon found themselves buried on Boot Hill. There was another code of conduct our Christian parents that were pioneers lived by and tried to teach each of us. It became famous in its heyday, and this Christian code of conduct, when I was growing up, was called the Golden Rule. And it was not a joke to be scoffed at like it is today. However, in the last 50 years, it has been laid aside and sustained by situation ethics and other man-made code of onyx, so-called code of conduct. So the purpose of my sermonette is to define what is the Golden Rule, explain where it came from, and explain why it is for us as Christians today a code of conduct to live by in everyday life. First, what is the definition of the Golden Rule, this code of conduct? According to Random House Publishing, American Everyday Dictionary, copyrighted 1961, page 194, it reads, under Golden Rule, the rule of conduct, quote, whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do you even so to them. Yes, these are the words I memorized as a child. But this dictionary does not give a reference where this quotation came from. So I looked in another dictionary, Webster's New World Dictionary, second edition, published by the World Publishing Company, copyrighted 1968, on page 600 of this dictionary, reads under the entry, Golden Rule, quote, the precept that one should behave toward others as he would want others to behave toward him. Then it gives a reference, Matthew 7:12 and Luke 6:31. But it does not say what the title of the book this refers to, what the title, where this is at. Of course, we know the book where this precept is found is the Holy Bible. So now we have defined the Golden Rule as whatsoever you would that men should do you even so to them, located in the Bible, Matthew 7:12 and Luke 6:31. And these were the words spoken by Jesus Christ in the Sermon on the Mount. According to the dictionary, the precept means that one should behave toward others as he would have others to behave toward him. Now, when I was growing up in the late 1940s and early 1950s, my Christian parents, Protestant Christian parents, saw fit to teach me this code of conduct, the Golden Rule, and to all of my siblings as we went to Bible school, vacation Bible school, and many times midweek church services. From my earliest memory, I was taught to memorize this simple verse and live by the Golden Rule. Now, since coming into God's church, I have learned a far deeper meaning of this rule. I've learned what it is really, where it originated ultimately, and yes, it is a code of conduct for everyday Christians today. So now we know what the golden rule is based on the dictionary and also where it is in the Bible and what it means. And we know where it can be found in Matthew 7:12. But now let's study it a little briefly, more briefly, the time I have here. So we know this could turn into a full sermon, but we want to just stick to the basic doctrine of the golden rule. So let's turn to Luke 6:31. As you know, Luke 6, the good portion of it is the same as only in condensed version of Matthew 5 through 7, which is Christ's Sermon on the Mount. And so let us pick up in verse 30 to give some context. But really, you should start back in verse 20 to get the full context. In verse 30, give to every man that asketh of thee, and to him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. So it shows that we are to have a giving attitude before he talks about the golden rule. And this attitude is to continue right on into verse 31, which is the golden rule as we read earlier. In this Luke, it says, and as you would that men should do to you, do you also to them likewise. This giving attitude is to affect our very behavior with all men. But what part of God's law is this a part of? Now, when I was growing up, this was never related to God's law, nor the Old Testament. It was taught as a new law of love in the New Testament by Christ. But as you will see, it comes from other references to the law of God. How do we know that? Well, flip back to Matthew 7:12 and we shall see. Matthew 7:12. Now, as we know, Matthew 5 through 7 is the Sermon on the Mount, chock full of Christian teaching of Christ. And many people, when they read this Sermon on the Mount, they overlook the golden rule on verse 12. But let's get a full context. Starting in verse 11. Matthew 7, verse 11. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? It shows the Father gives more good gifts and good things than any evil man on earth can imagine. He gives to those that ask him, and we are to do likewise. And then, of course, verse 12 is the golden rule. Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do you even so to them. But let's continue on. Surprise, surprise. What's that at the very end of verse 12? For this is the law and the prophets. Wow. How come that's never read when they read the golden rule? And in my Bible, it references Leviticus 19:18. Let's turn there. Leviticus 19:18. And it says, you shall not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself, for I am the Lord. Now, we stop and think, where have we heard that before? You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Well, that's the second great commandment that Christ refers to in Matthew 19:19. So let's turn there, Matthew 19:19. And here we all thought, when I was growing up, it was only in the New Testament. And I'll just read, first of all, the end of verse 19. thou shalt love the neighbor as thyself. Well, there's an excellent parable that illustrates the golden rule, and most of us know it by heart, and that is the parable of the Good Samaritan in Luke chapter 10, verse 30. I won't read all of it. Most of you know it by heart by now. It's called the parable of the Good Samaritan. And if you read down through, number one, what he did was loving his neighbor as himself. When he helped an injured man go find relief from the hurt that he had, and it illustrated living by the golden rule. In conclusion, Luke 10, verse 30 through 37 is an excellent illustration in God's Word of living by the golden rule. And at the end, he asks, which now of these three, thinkest you, was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, he that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do you likewise. There it is, the golden rule. And basically implements Matthew 7:12. And since we believe we are to obey God's law today, and the last part of verse 12 shows these principles are from the commandments of God, summarized by Christ, love God and then love your neighbor, and illustrated by Christ's story of the Good Samaritan who loved his neighbor enough and compassion enough that he showed mercy to him, then we today should learn the golden rule too. Memorize it. Make it part of your everyday life. Whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do even so to them.